Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, and I have been thinking. Yes, and so I have gathered a few quotes to sort of lay a little foundation for the thoughts I want to share today. And this first one is from an ancient Greek philosopher who I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right, Epictetus, and he says, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." Yeah. And this is from Goethe. "In the sciences, people quickly come to regard as their own personal property that which they have learned and had passed on to them at the universities and academies. If someone else comes along with new ideas that contradict the credo, and in fact even threaten to overturn it, then all passions are raised against this threat, and no method is left untried to suppress it. People resist in every way possible, pretending not to have heard about it, speaking disparagingly about it, as if it were not even worth the effort of looking into the matter. And so, a new truth can have a long wait before finally being accepted." Thank you, Goethe. And now from our dear Dr. Steiner, quote, "If we take the sphere of medicine, we shall see at once that is not so evident whether or not the conditions of reality have been taken into account. Here, too, the procedure is the same. Something is thought out theoretically and then applied as a means of healing. Whether in this case there has been a cure, whether it was somebody's destiny to die, or whether perhaps he had been, quote, cured to death, this indeed is difficult to perceive. The bridge collapses when there are faults in its construction. But whether the sick person gets worse, whether he has been cured by the treatment or has died of it, is not so easy to discover." This is from Human Values in Education. So, there's the foundation, folks. You can make of it as you will. But once again, I feel I must call out that we are in a time of extremely serious trials. And as uncomfortable as it is, these trials will not go away just because we're tired of it. You know, taking the path of least resistance, being, as Steiner says, lukewarm, will only enslave us. We have to be ever more conscious of this. We have to be willing to stand up and not give in for convenience sake. Everything good and everything evil is coming to light. It's coming into the light of day. And yes, it's confusing. Will we allow some outside, quote, authority to use us in their trial? Or will we put ourselves to the test of being truly human? When we are able to meditate, and we all are, when we use our imaginative cognition, right, our ability to think in pictures, we can powerfully affect what is happening. Only very few have the possibility of understanding all the machinations, but we can know the implications. And it is all the more important that those of us that strive to have a true spiritual scientific understanding now apply all our strength in utmost conscientiousness and with the highest possible concentration, applying all the magic that we are able to call forth from the depths of our souls. And as I often like to say, the definition of magic is the art and science of causing change to occur in accordance with our soul forces of thinking, feeling, and willing. Yeah, we are doing magic all the time, and mostly it's black magic, unconscious or being co-opted by others. And we think it's our own idea. We can take charge of this, but we have to be willing to sacrifice the comforts of ignorance, you know, so that we can work toward this, so that humanity does not completely deny the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that is holy, the Holy Spirit which must lead the future evolution of humanity. It's true. Never has the abyss been so present, and never before has the etheric Christ been so present. Together, we can bridge this gap in human consciousness by focusing our intention on the divine design, that humanity is meant to be the hierarchy of freedom and love, which we must outpicture in the economic realm as sister and brotherhood, in the rights realm as equity and equality, and in the realm of spirit, which includes culture, education, and medical freedom, right? This is about free choice for all in that sphere. So if we can release all the fear, anxiety, we can engage our soul forces in the building of the new earthly human sun, the ideal goal of all future evolution. If we will it, this reality can be experienced and accomplished right here and now, in every moment, as the real, practical, life-giving, healing, nourishing spiritual activity, and as an expression of our true compassion for Mother Earth and for humanity on both sides of the threshold, bringing in the ever-present help of the spiritual world. So I wanted to end this little thought today with two verses that were written by Mary Lynn Channer during our Holy Week gatherings to address the soul forces of willing and feeling, which are meant to augment the verse by Herbert Hahn, which centers on thinking. So this can become a powerful addition to our 10-10 thought seed. So, when I will life, my hands help. When my hands help, the earth resounds. When the earth resounds, I am a free human being. When I feel warmth, my soul sings. When my soul sings, the earth heals. When the earth heals, I am a true I am. When I think light, my soul shines. When my soul shines, the earth is a star. When the earth is a star, then I am a true human being. Yes, so these are the thoughts I wanted to share today. So I hope to see you, dear friends, in this willed visualization, adding to a positive egregore every day, 10:10 a.m., 10:10 p.m., in your time zone. Together, we are creating the change that we want to be for ourselves and the universe. Thus it be.
Thank you.